Blog Talk Radio.
Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people, they smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far, that night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down, the headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town, the opening when your heart beats like a drum, the closing when the customers don't come. There. Get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. And top of that, your partner has parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't change it.
Yes, sir. Let's go on with the show. I changed the opening today. Yes, sir. Changed the opening today. Why do you think? We got to go on with this show. We have to go on with this show. Because no matter what the feeling is, no matter what you say, there are people in this country that are hurting. People in this country that are hurting. I'm telling you. And we need to make sure that we, as a country, have to help these people. Because there are so many people in this country that do not know what's going on. Why do you think they don't know what's going on? Why do you think there are people in this country that know what's going on? Because there are people in this country who do not know what's going on, and the reason why they don't know what's going on is because they don't care. Because they don't feel that it affects them directly. And then there are people in this country who don't know what's going on because they don't have time. They don't have time to find out what's going on. And why don't they have time to find out what's going on? Because they're busy. Oh, yes, I know. Everybody's busy. Everybody's busy with something, someone, some kid, some the dogs, the cats, doesn't matter what it is. Everybody's busy. And then there are those people who can't get around. There are those people who just can't get around and can't take the time to find out what is going on in their country. There's always that situation where some people just can't do what they need to do because they really have a major problem. Yes, there are those people that have major problems and can't. They just can't get a chance to do any of that. And we have to understand, how do we help those people? Because, you know, there's an old saying, there's need of the many outweigh the need of the few. Or, as Senator James Loeffler now is saying, oh, geez, did I miss that? James Loeffler, you know, is the one who says he's going to step in and see if he can get, that's Brian Loeffler on the Brian Kilmeade show. He, Senator James Loeffler, he's the senator in Oklahoma. This is what he said on the Biden not receiving intelligence briefing. I'm sorry, I'm just get off. I got to read this as it comes up because we might forget it. I can't force them to make this decision, but I do want to know how it's going to be done because this is an issue that we have faced as a nation before and said we made a mistake on it. I want to make sure we don't make that mistake again. Well, he did nothing. He said he was going to step in and do something. Well, he's done nothing. And that's because the other senators on that committee of intelligence are afraid of this dummy who may go to jail. And we'll get into that, and I don't know if we'll get into it today because we only got an hour show today. And I think that the one thing I want to discuss is why I heard so many things over the last few weeks about, why this authoritarian received 72 million votes? Why, after we've had countless episodes of this person's authoritarian rule, that he has not been pushed back by the people in his company. That means Republican representatives, Republican senators. And it's because they're afraid of his tweets. They're afraid of these 72 million people that voted for him because he now controls the Progressive Party. These people all work for him. As he said, if you don't do what I ask, I'll fire you. This is what he said time and time again. And he has now fired the defense secretary, although the defense secretary on his desk, it didn't make a difference because he was going to be gone anyway as soon as the Democrats took over. The Democrats have taken over all these cabinet positions. So it don't matter who he fires, they've been gone anyway. So let's don't make a major thing about this guy firing anybody. And one thing I want you guys to know, this is the one thing I want to say. I've been waiting to say this. I don't like losers. And the orange man in the White House is a loser. A loser. I wasn't going to have the show today because I had so much stuff to do, and I didn't know whether or not the AT&T has straightened out the division. They found another problem, and it seems like the problem was not coming from my equipment or my wiring. It seems like the wiring that comes down from headquarters that sends out all the fiber optics, that's the problem. That is being attacked. Because there are other people, it seems, that are having the same problem I have. It's just not down here. Now, why was mine especially attacked? And four of the people in this box supposedly have universe too, and they have heard nothing from them. All right, but they're investigating that right now. I don't want to spread any vicious rumors that because it's Republicans have been doing it, but hey, shoe fits. Don't throw it away, put it on. But we'll see. But anyway, so I wasn't going to have a full show today, and I don't think I can change it because it's on now, but we'll have one on Sunday, and we'll hope everything is working great where I can do a full show on Sunday. But as I said, I don't like losers. I don't like losers. I don't like losers. Because when you have losers, you have a major problem. Because losers are people that can't help you at all. Because they are completely losers. My neighbor, Ned, I'll tell you his name. His name is Ned. He's a Progressive Party person. Calling me every other day. What are we going to do? I can't go out to eat. I can't see my girlfriend because she won't wear a mask. She's one of those people. He wears, if Ned could wear three masks, he'd wear three masks. Over his eyes, over his nose, over his mouth, all be separate because you watch them individually. But Ned, that's a little exaggeration, but Ned is a major contributor to why we have this fool, the orange man in the White House. Because he believed all the freaking hype that he was, and the only reason why he voted for him, because for money. Only reason why. Because Trump did not have any other position to present to the public. I'm going to get rid of all the Muslims. I'm going to get rid of all the immigrants. I'm going to make you plenty of money. And I'm going to build fences around the United States where they can't get in. Because you don't have a fence, you don't have a country. Remember that nonsense? Well, 77 plus million didn't believe it. And you know, there's probably another 77 million out there who didn't vote. Can you imagine that? He put a double fence around the White House. Why did all these years, all the dead, gone people that could have challenged and bombed this country, never have we had to put a double fence around the White House. Never. Why? Because this man is paranoid. Because that's how losers are. They're all paranoid. Losers are paranoid. You had to know that. Losers are paranoid. They are just strictly paranoid. That's right. Losers are paranoid. What do you do? What do you do when you're a loser? You're a complete moo. Losers are paranoid. That's right. So what do you do when you're a loser? Just like liars, what do liars do? Liars lie, and losers lose. That's right. You know that? Liars lie, and losers lose. So we have a loser in the White House. What are we to do now? What do we do now when we have a loser in the White House? We get rid of their butts. We send the losers home. And on January 20th, at 1 minute after 12, noon, there will be a loser down in Mar-a-Lago. Oh, yeah, I say Mar-a-Lago because he ain't coming to the inaugural, because that's what losers don't do. They don't go to the inaugural. No, they wouldn't go to the inaugural. Heck no, they wouldn't go to the inaugural. If they had to go to the inaugural, boy, oh boy, if they had to go to the inaugural, it would be a mess. It would be a complete utter mess. That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, what the story tells us is that when you have a loser in a country that has never had a loser before, it's very difficult to understand what you need to do. When you have a loser that has never been, so they say, a loser, you have a problem. And what your problem is, you have to decide. You have to decide whether or not you are going to be a loser or be a good Samaritan. If you're not going to be a good Samaritan, you're going to be a loser. That's right. And when you're a loser, this man is such a loser. You know, it's even worse than being a loser. He is even worse than being a loser. It's so unbelievable what this man has done to this country. I will get back to my original thing before I got cut off on what the senator said in Oklahoma. This man, why people would have voted for this man is so regrettable. It's so unbelievable. They have no excuse for that. There's none. There's no excuse why these people, 72 million of them, voted for this man. There's no excuse. Because he took children from their parents. I don't give a damn if you didn't like people coming in from another country. Why don't you take their children? You think by taking their children, this would prevent them from coming into another country? They were leaving a country most of the time that was killing their children. A country where you had people coming in and making their children go into brothels, selling their infant girls, sex slaves, and prostitutes, and having their older brother join gangs selling drugs. This is why these people were coming into this country, most of them, and then there was utter poverty. What they had, even inside those desperate dungeons, I call them dungeons, in there, where they were being kept at, in cages, I should say, was better off than some of the places where they slept outside in the mud and the rain every day. Yes, they did not get food, but they didn't get food where they were. Doesn't make it nice. They took infants. There's over 620 or 33 children missing that we cannot find now. There's over 633, 35, 38. Well, it's over 600 children. Forget about finding the parents. You can't find the kids and the people who took the kids, because they probably sold them and made money on the side. That's one way they could have done it. Why they did. They could have. Then we got, on the other hand, the parents. We don't even know where the parents are from half the time. And, oh, by the way, that 600 and something kids that are missing, over 230-something were infants under 5 years of age. What are we saying here? This is legal? If this was happening in China or in Russia or in South America or in Iran, any place on this earth, we would be the first ones condemning it. Then he took money that was supposed to be for the Defense Department and started building his wall and told people, we're building your wall. No, you're not. What he did was replace wall. Placed wall. He might have built up the wall in about a few hundred feet, but he hasn't completed that wall. He replaced wall that needed to be replaced. And now we get to the big thing. The coronavirus. He didn't do anything to help the coronavirus. He's done nothing. Nothing. He put the vice president in charge of a task force that did nothing. Nothing. We have almost 10, over 10 million cases in the United States now. His last words before the election was, you will hear nothing about the coronavirus after May 4th. That's what he said. Remember, he said back in February, we got 15 people. That's all we got to have this virus. Remember, he didn't want to let the people off the ship. You remember that? So yeah, we got 5 cases. And, you know, now 15, they'll be gone in a week or so. I mean, it's just outrageous. The man lies and lies and lies, and the people kept believing it. He got rid of the scientific people who were involved in getting rid of this virus. Obama had a special group set up in the White House to deal with Corona, not Corona, with any virus that would come along. This was set up after the Ebola. It was set up by Ron Klain, who's now the chief of staff for Joseph Biden, President-elect Joseph Biden. He got rid of this task force, saying that, hey, we got to have doctors, pay doctors to hang around. He wasn't paying doctors to hang around. There are millions of thousands of viruses popping up every single day. Right now, we got 10,706,975 people that have contacted the virus and over 244,709 people that have died. 1,295,479 people have died worldwide. And we have 244,709 in the United States. 552,888,156 worldwide have the virus. We have 10,706,975. One fifth of the virus is in the United States of America. This man has done something? What has he? They won't even mandate face masks. He said, Fauci didn't like face masks. That was, hey, you didn't think there was a virus either. Now there's a virus. It was the first preliminary discussion of using face masks. And it wasn't determined yet by anybody whether we needed a face mask. And that's what Fauci said. And after it was determined that it was airborne, we then had to wear face masks. It wasn't determined right away that it was airborne. It wasn't determined that. That's why Fauci did not say we needed face masks. But face masks, if we start wearing face masks now, we will save over 100,000 people from dying. We need to do this. The country needs to start wearing a face mask. Every single person that goes out of their house needs to wear a face mask. You want to wear gloves? Fine. But you need to wear a face mask. It not only protects you from somebody else, it protects you from giving it to somebody else because you don't know you have it. Very few people have gone out and gotten this test. Very few. I have not gone out and gotten it. My wife has not gone out and gotten it. One of my daughters who works as a nurse also, she got it. She got the test. She don't have it. So that means the son doesn't have it. That means I don't have it because, hey, we're around them almost every single day. I was over her house last night till 10 o'clock. So she was getting the water broke outside the house, and I was working with the contractor outside from the city. It was a city break. And I had to put in a new hot water tank in the house. So we know we don't have the virus. Could be carriers. But she was tested and she don't have it. So the thing is, and that doesn't mean I don't need to get a test. Yes, that means I should get a test. And I'm going to get a test probably tomorrow or the day after. So what we need to do is here. What has this man done for us? What has he done? The coronavirus now comes in under President-elect Biden's charge. But not yet. You got about 68 days left. 68 days left. What has this man done? He is meeting supposedly today with his task force. What this man did, he got rid of Fauci and the other doctors who were in charge and spoke about this and who were in charge of this coronavirus. He got rid of them for a daggone radiologist. A radiologist who can't spell coronavirus, who talks out of his ass about everybody getting herd virus. That's how bad it is. This man wants everybody to get it. Because if everybody gets it, the virus won't be able to go anywhere but die. Because it won't have any place else to go. Now, isn't that a brilliant job? Isn't that something brilliant to say and think? And there's 72 million other people out there who think that way. So that's another thing. Then there's another thing about, you're talking about radio. Why would anybody who is not a racist do anything to help somebody who is a racist? It's pure and simple. He's a racist. I know the man from when I was in New York City. I've been to places and been to events where he has been at that. And everybody thought he was an ass then. I'm talking about 20 years ago. He was an ass 20 years ago. We used to laugh at him for just the things he would say. We weren't laughing with him. We were laughing at him. Everything he wanted to do was, how great. I'm sexually fabulous. I got more money than this person. You ain't shit. Unless you pay for it. That's what we used to say. I know people that walked away from him while he was talking. One of them. I was at a group of people, three or four. We were talking. He came over. Hello, Hawaii, bye-bye. I got that. Yeah, boom. We walk away. Then stand there by himself talking. We knew he was a moron back then, 20 years ago. But I met him. Met him twice. Moron. Liar. Braggadocia. But there are people who believe in that. Why? Because a black man, this is my terminology, became president. And he wanted to crucify him because he was made a fool of at the dinner for the press dinner. When Obama told him the only thing he was worried about is whether Meatball would get the job or not. It was a joke. But he doesn't joke. He doesn't joke about anything unless he tells a joke that he wants you to laugh at it like an authoritarian king. We don't have to laugh at that. He is a loser. Do you understand what a loser is? He's a loser. And Saturday Night Live had a major, major kick at him. Just listen.
Welcome back to what has become election week in America. I'm Wolf Blitzer, and I've been awake so long that my weird stubbly beard finally makes sense. I'm joined by John King, who's been operating our touchscreen for the past 85 hours.
Yeah.
How are you, John?
Oh, I'm great, Wolf. Thanks. You know, my fingers are nubs, but I think that's normal.
And for the folks at home who've been obsessively watching cable news all week, we've been teasing a big announcement, and today it's finally here. CNN can now project that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States. Supposed to be a neutral news anchor, but God damn it, that feels good. We go now live to President-elect Biden, who is taking the stage in Wilmington, Delaware.
Thank you very much, America. We did it! Can you believe it? I honestly kind of can't. It's been so long since something good happened. Sure, it took forever. We kept edging closer and closer. It was like having sex with Sting. But what a release, man. I've never felt so alive. Which is ironic because I'm not that alive. And look, as I've said many times, I don't care whether you voted for me or not. I'm going to be a president for all Americans. That's right. Whether you're from a liberal state like California or a conservative state like Oklahoma, or a cracked out hot mess like Florida. I will be your president. And I will have an incredible VP at my side, Senator Kamala Harris.
Everybody, like Joe, I am humbled and honored to be the first female. The first, yes. The first black. The first Indian American. And the first biracial vice president. Terrifies you? Well, I don't give a fun. Also, my husband will be the first second gentleman, and he's Jewish, so between us, we check more boxes than a disqualified ballot. And to all the little black and brown girls watching right now, I just want to say this. The reason your mom is laughing so much tonight is because she's drunk. And the reason she's crying is because she's drunk. Your mom is going to switch from laughing to crying to dancing pretty much all night. And it's not because she's crazy, it's because she's drunk.
Tonight, we're not going to stand here and gloat.
Well, maybe.
We're not rubbing our victory in everybody's face.
But like just a tiny bit?
We're humbly accepting this victory.
Exactly. And I'm just going to play a quick song on my phone.
Hold that dance for just a moment, because people don't just want to see Biden and Kamala happy, they also want to see Trump sad. So let's check in on the president's concession speech, which I'm sure will be gracious and factual.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you for coming to watch my victory speech tonight. As anyone who died halfway through Tuesday knows, I was reelected president of the United States. But of course, they're trying to steal the election away from me. Come on, let's hear it. Stop the count. Stop the count. What's that? I'm behind. Oh, okay, then count all the votes. Every last vote. But we all know this election was rigged. Just look at the map. There was no blue wave. It was a red wave across the whole country. Show them the map, Kaylee. See? So much red, so much red.
This is the COVID map.
Okay, the map's not important, okay? Put the map away. No one wants to see the map. Thank you, Kaylee. The fact is, I was winning on Tuesday, then they started whittling away my votes, whittling them down until there was only a little bit left. But I vow to all my supporters, I will fight this thing to the bitter end. I will never give up, and neither should you. Hey. Let me remind all of you who I really am. Hey, macho man. I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man. I've got to be a macho man. And this isn't goodbye, America. I'm just going to say, see you in court.
Well, unlike President Trump, we do accept the results of this election.
We're not mad at them. We have to act graciously in victory, though. We need to go forward together. Unfortunately, There are situations in life, and this is one of them, where there must be a winner and loser.
And the orange man in the White House, why he hasn't been seen in about, well, since the week before the election, is because he's a loser. And remember what he said about Joe, about the, John McCain. John McCain was shot down flying sorties from an aircraft carrier when he was in Vietnam, was captured, broke arms, injured legs, had a rehab by himself in a war-torn nation and in Vietnam for over 5 years. Could have been released because his father was the head of the Navy during the war. But he said, I'm not going home until the people who were here before me go home. And they said, good, we'll beat you some more then. And they did. Not that I love John McCain, but I can say he fought for this country. Whether or not he was a hot dog when he was in the Navy, whether he was a hot dog when he was in the Naval Academy, whether he graduated last or first, it don't make a damn difference. He did what he needed, not what he needed to, what he went beyond what he needed to do. The orange man at White House said he faces Vietnam here with syphilis. He could have got it at any time. Well, I know plenty of guys in Vietnam that got syphilis, and they still fought their asses off. I was there. I was in Asia for over 18 months. Philippines, Clark, Airbase, TDY, Da Nang, Cameron Bay. Yeah. But you know what? This loser we have in the White House is a disgrace. Now, all these, I just mentioned a couple of the things that this man has done, and you can't name one thing, not one, that was accomplished by this administration. Not one. Don't tell me he built a fence. He did not build a fence. He said he's people coming over here who had the virus. Bullshit. When he passed that order, another 45,000 people, or is it 450,000? I had to look at my, I think it was, we'll say 40, just 45,000, still came over from there. Because his daughter's got 18 contracts with China. If you think those contracts would have been pretty good if he stopped everybody from coming? He didn't stop anybody from Europe coming. That was only after the governor of New York said, hey, we got to stop these people from coming. Got it worse than it got in Asia. They're coming from all of Spain, from Italy, from England. They all had it because they were all over there in Asia. He didn't stop the people from Europe coming over here. You know why? Because they were white. That's why. He's a racist. And he's a racist loser. And why is he a loser? His own Secret Service has more than 130 people, 130 Secret Service officers infected with the coronavirus and they're quarantined. That's 10% of the Secret Service, uniform Secret Service. Where did they get it from? 80% got it from him. He's a freaking carrier. Don't you understand about this? You people that voted for this man, what don't you understand about this? And then we go back where I started originally about people not voting. They'll vote for the president, but they won't vote for anybody below the president. Secretary of State, governor, judges. And speaking about judges, I want judges. They need to change how the ballot is formed. Judge should be the first person. Local judges, your district judges, your district court judges. They need to be voted on first because they affect you every single day. The president or the governor or a senator or a representative does not affect you every single day. A judge does affect you every single day by the decision that they make to let you off when you get a speeding ticket, to let you know that they just let off. They just let off a shoplifter that was shoplifting at your local grocery store. That they just let off the person who broke into your next door neighbor's apartment with a short fine because there's no more room in the jails because they have people that have the coronavirus. That they just let off the person on who was involved in a shooting because they didn't have enough information on that person. They let off the rapist because they had to. There's no room in the jails. First offense. You need to vote for the judges first. Your local judges first. And don't tell me about you need to change the Constitution and make Supreme Court judges term limits. Term limits is not a problem. It's the people when you don't vote. That's the problem. Pay attention to who you're voting for and don't tell me you don't have the time. That's bullshit. Don't look. How do you have time to look at TV? How do you have time to look at TV? How do you have time to be on your cell phone 24/7? Some of these people are on their cell phone 24/7 talking bullshit with on Twitter and Facebook. But they don't have time to look and see if a judge is going to be appointed who will take care of that rapist or that shooter and there's enough door to you. Who's going to shoot you on the street and rob you? Don't tell me that. That's bullshit. That's an excuse to let yourself off. You know who you are. I don't have to tell you that. You're a person that goes in there, votes for the president, and then turns the damn thing in. Don't vote for anybody else. Oh, well, you're under that because you go down the line. Yeah, I didn't vote because I don't know them. But you're supposed to know them. And you can take time. You can take time. Just like your Twitter. You can text the person's name and they'll tell you everything about that person. You can chat with them. Don't tell me you can't. You can. Yes, I know there are people in the daggone Democratic Party and Republican Party that don't help you when you need help. Yes, that happens every single day. But you have to in some cases. Most cases. In a little effort. This is a representative republic. This is not a republic. This is not a democracy. We're a representative republic. We send people to these different jobs in government because we can't do it. So we elect people who we think will help and side with us in certain cases. Does the need of the many outweigh the need of the few? Or does the need of the few outweigh the need of the many? Just remember that. Which does it affect more? And remember, how did we get here? Does anybody know? How did we get here? Just remember this. How did we get here? Remember what they said in Inception?
They say we only use a fraction of our brain's true potential. Now, that's when we're awake. When we're asleep, our mind can do almost anything.
Such as?
Well, imagine you're designing a building, right? You consciously create each aspect. But sometimes it feels like it's almost creating itself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like I'm discovering it.
Genuine inspiration, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in a dream, our mind continuously does this. We create and perceive our world simultaneously, and our mind does this so well that we don't even know what's happening. That allows us to get right in the middle of that process.
How?
By taking over the creating part. Now, this is where I need you. You create the world of the dream. We bring the subject into that dream, and they fill it with their subconscious.
How could I ever acquire enough detail to make them think that it's reality?
Well, dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange. Let me ask you a question. You never really remember the beginning of a dream, do you? You always wind up right in the middle of what's going on.
I guess, yeah.
So how did we end up here?
So how did we end up here? That's what we're talking about. How did we end up here? That's the case. How did we end up here? We don't know. Because we don't know how we got here. We don't know how we got here. That's the problem. We have no idea how we got here. And that's a major problem. So, when you say that we need to understand what is going on, we need to understand why we're here in the first place. And we're here in the first place because we did not vote. Don't use the terminology anymore that I didn't have the time. Don't use that anymore. You can't use that anymore. Can't use it. Can't use it anymore. Can't use that anymore. And when we start using what our brain is calling for, when we start using what our brain is calling for, to then be able to understand why we're this way. We'll be able to find it. We will then be able to find it. Why we are here. We need to be able to go in and understand all the things that are important to us. We need to be able to go into our mind and understand, is this important to us? What is important to us? We need to understand that. And if we don't understand that, we will never be able to understand anything. We will never be able to understand anything. there is a a place in the and I'm trying to think of a movie right now, and I really can't think of it. It's a I can't think of it, therefore I can't pull it up because I can't think of the movie. But there's a place in the movie where what's his name? We just saw he plays a. I can't think of his name. Can you believe it? How my mind is blank now. My mind is blank now. I can't think of it. Can't think of his name. And if I could only think of his name. And I can't think of his name. And I normally have my sisters here who come up with all this. Come up with all this, and I can't. But anyway, he believes he is the person to be the person on the. Whoop, can't do that. He believes he's the person that needs to be able to. Hold on just a minute. Turn it down. Yeah, Alec Baldwin's name. Alec Baldwin. Okay, now. Okay. Anyway, I was getting all that, and I wrote right over the top. Anyway, there is a place that this man who is the we got 90 seconds on Jesus, I'm sorry, get it through, just stumble through this day, going to be unbelievable. Anyway, what he said in the original. Oh, gee, why don't I see that here? I don't see it here. And I don't see it here. Why don't I see it here? Well, okay. Since I don't see it here, I can't do anything about it. I've got 60 seconds. And let's see if we'll go out on this one right here. We'll go out on this. And if I can get it up and loaded in time, which I don't think I'll be able to do. But. Nope, I don't think I will do. Okay, so it's not involved. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to be have a great weekend. If I can get this thing out here, I don't know what I can do here. How do I get rid of it? Okay, if we can have everybody have a great weekend, I will have a great weekend for everybody, and it will be a great weekend for everybody, and we'll have. If I can get this going here. Where is it? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on down. It's locked. 10 seconds. Okay. All right. I don't have time. So, anyway, that's the story, ladies and gentlemen. I want everybody to have a great weekend. I'll be back Sunday, and we'll have more control of everything that's going on here because we will have a very happy setup. I hope everything is done with AT&T and Universe. So everybody have a great weekend. Bye.